Bobby Daniels has struck gold.
I'm getting grapes.
Except it's green and squishy.
Everything loves grapes. The chickens, the geese. I won't give them to the rabbits.
If the sawmill farm is an ark, Daniels is definitely Noah. She has 500 mouths to feed every day. But rather than order hay or grain online, Daniels collects cast-off produce from the grocery store, like these grapes. A few are starting to bruise on the end.
People just won't buy them. And so the grocery stores are really, they're in a hard spot.
That's where Daniels comes to the rescue. Her shopping cart, a teetering cornucopia of greens that she loads into her box truck. I hop into the passenger seat, and there's a carton of quail eggs at my feet.
Don't smash those.
Ooh, they're beautiful.
I know! Quail eggs are so cool. Quail are cool. I just love quail.
And those eggs, which are a lovely coffee-colored shade with brown speckles, are a token of victory for Daniels. Just 3 weeks ago, C-Mart began offering her eggs to customers.
They keep selling out, so yeah, I think that's the best response you can get, is that I can't keep up.
Next up, Baranoff Island Brewing Company, where Daniels collects the spent grain for poultry feed.
Good morning.
Adam Chittick says this saves the brewery thousands of dollars in disposal fees.
We're dropping off somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 pounds a week to the landfill when she doesn't come. When she comes, then it's a lot less than that. It's a huge burden lifted off of us.
I'll take two of these and then head out.
Daniels runs her errands with the focus of a honeybee, gathering nectar for the hive. At first glance, you'd think she's a fisherman in extra tufts. But make no mistake, Daniels is definitely a farmer. A farmer on a mission.
When I was little, it was family farms. And by the time I graduated from college, it was big agribusiness.
Daniels worked on some of those farms. And when she moved here from Indiana in 1998, she was troubled by the food cycle in Sitka.
We're taking thousands of tons of food that is perfectly good to feed animals, and we're barging it out of Sitka, and then we're barging this factory farm, poor quality meat back to Sitka. That's insane.
So, Daniels started the sawmill farm in 2001 to attempt to close that loop. Financially, the farm isn't breaking even, but they're making some progress. This year, they secured 1.2 acres of land at the Gary Paxton Industrial Park, and Daniels and her business partner hope to have rabbit and chicken meat on grocery store shelves soon. But the learning curve for island farming has been pretty steep.
There's nobody to turn to who did this first to get any advice from, really. There was the public farm at Fortress of the Bear before the bears were there, but it was never commercial to the extent that we are.
Eagle and mink predation was terrible this winter, and try as she might to get the settings right on the chicken enclosure, the chicks kept piling on top of each other, crushing the ones beneath.
When you come in the morning and that's the scene, it just breaks your heart on every single level. We don't want animals living in miserable conditions. That's the kind of farming we don't like.
Even though she was counting on those broiler chickens for profit, Daniels is determined to figure out what went wrong before ordering more. She's an animal lover first, farmer second.
Okay.
It's time to visit the farm. We turn out the ducks for the day.
In here and swimming in the pond.
And then stop by the goat herd, where Missy from Wrangell is being milked today.
After that, you're milking a goat.
Her goat herd, by the way, is spoiled rotten. She feeds them alfalfa that's been misted with molasses and allowed to ferment. At one point, Missy swings her face toward me, and we're suddenly snout to snout.
Should I let her smell my breath?
That's how they get to know you.
Oh,
hello,
I see.
Missy. Hello.
I did brush this morning.
Now, selling raw milk is illegal in Alaska, but Daniels gets around that by selling shares of the herd. If you buy the goat, you get the milk. And because you can't have goat milk without bucks to start the breeding process, Daniels envisions one day loaning her bucks to other farms.
Kind of have a buck library, and then where you can check out the buck of your choice for your own goats.
That's really the second part of Daniels' mission, to support families and small-scale farms around Southeast who want to localize their food.
When I cook a rabbit, okay, I still can't do the killing, I'll admit that.
but I'm there and I do everything else. I'll skin and gut and all that kind of stuff. But if you waste anything, you know, there's this huge awareness that something died for my dinner. And it you look at your plate and what you eat and how you eat differently when you are involved in making it happen. And I think it's a really good change.
Daniels is frank that the sawmill farm will never be able to keep up with the demand in Sitka. But more important to her than putting meat on the table is telling people the story of where it came from. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.